Hello, friends and fellow adventurers. Welcome to the Min-Maxed Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue Bloodlords. As always, we'd like to invite you to come join our Discord where you can hang out with us and other listeners of the show. And if you'd like to throw a little financial support our way, you can check out our Patreon. And a shout out to all of those at our Lich level and above. Rock Jedi, Wolf, Barnabas Slump, Thunder Mammoth, The Trevor Project, Das Chris, Fizzgig, AC Goldner, Eric R. Oh, just gonna see Great Pasture there. Indie Link, Tawdry Monster, Mercutio, Angel Shadow Art, Sirendin, The Necromancer Forever, Doc Holliday, Corey, Robert T. Jason K, Dicky Lopez, Bobson Dugnot, Rickety Ropebridge, Alex K, Toma Alaka, Frank L, Just Mike Works, Ross D, Argoon's Long Lost Elbow, Fig Tier, Zach S, Jamie H, Mr. Turtle, Sleeve, Darren, Caleb W, Pickle, Mr. Grimm, Fire Down, M54 Ewas, Jameson S, Eric R, +2 Vorpal Salmon of Whacking, I'm Not a Robot, George F, Leo Hart, Hard, Witch Hunter, Jeremy D, Matthew M, Scott E, Progeny of Couturlaine, Liz Giggles, Calistria Specialty, Brandon K, Grigus Maximus, Andrew G, and Ebon Flames. Shout out to new patron this week at the Lich level, Booming Thunder. Thank you all so much for your support. And now a recap of session 35. We're in Pack Ged doing some infiltration, looking for our next hag target, Decrozia. We've just killed some rifle-wielding automatons. We dive into an empty warehouse to hide, dragging their bodies with us. We heal up and continue on. We meet up with Shroud of the Carters Consortium, who is sympathetic to our cause. He informs us of many things, including that Decrozia has recently ramped up production of alchemical items that get shipped out to Axenwood, Saloshore, and Eled. It's all being paid for by someone named Nethnelma from the Twilight Castrum in Eled. Shroud says we may be able to find some clues at the local cemetery, and also that Decrozia should be in the second floor of her factory. At the cemetery, we meet a dead bride and groom who offers some items to help us in our mission. We all then infiltrate our way into the factory, where Kix throws a rope into their machines. The workers all get temporarily distracted, and we make our way to the second floor. Arius masterfully distracts some sort of construct guard, and we quickly duck into what looks like the main office. We come face to face with Decrozia polishing her rifle. She immediately jumps out the window.
What? Fuck. All right. We give chase.
So you have two options here. You can either jump out the window to chase after her or run all the way down and out to get, you know, on the side that she exited.
Or, hear me out, let's fucking loot this room and leave.
Just ignore her.
Come back tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good choice.
No, I'm chasing at least. I'm at least going to start to chase to see if I can do anything.
I'm slow.
Oh, she's running. We'll just come back tomorrow.
I miss being a wizard with like 45-foot movement.
and wings.
You haven't taken fleet yet?
No. I'm thinking about it. It's 25-foot bullshit. It's terrible.
Yeah, 25.
The funny part is you're not actually slow. You're just roughly the same speed as most everybody else.
Fucking average. No one likes average people. Average people suck. Get good.
Yes, that's why I'm strictly below average.
Yeah, get myself. Good or suck. One of the two.
Suck more.
How far down is it? I'm jumping out this window. Doesn't make
difference. It's 30 feet, so you would sustain 15 feet of fall damage.
30 foot? How fucking big are these stories? Holy shit.
It's a factory.
But still, 30 foot ceilings?
The first floor of the factory is like 20 feet tall. Maybe taller. But yes, she takes 15 damage from the fall, so I assume it's 30 feet.
Yep, going out this window.
Yep, also going out the window.
So you got two going out the window? Or is she going out the window?
I'm jumping out the window. I'll jump out the window.
I've got a 20-foot movement speed. Going through the factory is not going to happen.
Kix, you jumping out the window?
How many people have fallen? Everybody?
What if it's an illusion, then? She's just fucking with us.
The whole thing's an illusion.
We all jump out the window, and she's just sitting there fucking laughing at her desk.
then I am leaving and coming back tomorrow. Fuck that. She outplayed us. Peace.
We got played. Alright. So everyone's jumped out the window. Kix.
Yeah, I guess I'll follow. It sounds fun.
Everybody jump out the window. Well, first of all, take 15 points of damage from the fall. It was a fucking known fall.
I have cat fall.
That's not how second edition works.
That's how it works for me.
Nope.
They have one E rules. It's a feat you take.
Is that a subclass of the
psychic?
The psychic, yeah.
No, it's a tiefling thing.
It's tiefling.
I've got the owl cat DLC downloaded.
I do need to know who jumped out the window first.
I mean, I think I was the person to say that I jumped out the window after her.
That'll do it. And of course, I want to know because the first thing she does is shoot you. At the top of round one, DeCroja got a nat 20 on initiative, so she goes first. As Shara leaps out of the window and lands, she takes aim with her arquebus and shoots at Shara. 31 to hit.
Yeah.
That deals 18 points of piercing damage.
Now, hear me out. We knew this was happening. Do I have a reaction?
But you don't have your shield up.
I don't need a shield up for selfish shield.
You don't?
Nope. My selfishness is the shield. It's not an actual shield.
Oh, it's not an actual shield.
It's not an actual shield.
A requirement, but okay.
Nope. No.
I mean, you did jump out of a window in preparation for this fight, so yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, actually, she considered 20 feet away or 15?
20.
Ah, she's outside of my range then, never mind.
So take the 18, no reaction, right?
Correct.
With her second action, she'll move to the south and reload the arquebus. That is DeCroja's turn. That takes us over to Shara. It's your turn.
If I give my companion an action, does it have to use both of its actions before I can use my third action?
I think it's tandem. Like, you can bounce before back and forth.
Yeah, I think you can do them.
Like, you take your turns are unison, so however you determine to use that, it's like, at least that's what I did for Dirtle.
So, it'd be like, my first action, I want to, like, dump out Perdition. Second action,
give them the action
second,
to form.
I suppose the second action, I have to give them an action, which they would form. Third action, I mount it, and then it uses its second action to move.
That totally tracks. Yeah.
Fucking just horse bag. Bag o' horse.
Literally World of Warcraft is what just happened right there.
You hit the hot key and just...
And my turn's over.
All the way up in her shit, too. Wow. All right, that takes us over to Arius. It's your turn.
I'll use two actions to move right up to her, and third action to take a swing.
I thought you weren't swinging.
Not anymore. 23?
23 misses.
Yep.
Then after Arius, that takes us over to Lucan. It's your turn.
Lucan, three actions. Act together. I cast Bone Shaker.
Bone Shaker? 100-foot range, yeah.
A fortitude save, please.
God, the description of this spell is just... You reach out a hand and seize a creature's skeleton from afar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all right. So, anyways.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Fortitude save.
Yes, please.
This isn't fear-based, no. Oh, she rolled a 3, gets a 20.
Oh, that's a failure on her part.
Ooh. Okay, all right. What does that mean?
The target takes full damage and is enfeebled 1. If I cast the 3-action version, which I did, I move the target up to 15 feet. It can fall prone to avoid moving.
Oh, that is very interesting. 15 feet?
Yep.
Can it kind of feel which direction you're trying to pull it?
I mean, I'm grabbing her skeleton magically, okay. So yes, I suspect she feels it quite severely.
I think she'll attempt.
In fact, given the damage, she feels 9 damage worth of it pulling her.
I think he wants to know which direction you're pulling.
Straight back towards me.
Yeah, she'll opt to fall prone to avoid moving.
Damn it. That itch. All right, then Sundrick will take their one turn from Act Together. And simply move 25 feet up. And that is my turn.
I can't imagine how much pain that would have to be. Like, somebody magically grabs your skeleton and tries to pull you.
Yeah, fuck this bitch. She poisoned their wedding cake. No sympathy.
No sympathy at all. Bottom around one kicks. It's your turn.
What's her weapon again?
She's got an arquebus. An
arquebus.
Which is what exactly?
It's a big ass gun.
A gun.
I target it.
Why? With what?
Telekinetic maneuver.
Oh no. You can do that? Yeah. Okay, I'm assuming she has to give a save.
Yeah, let me just read the spell quick. With a rush of telekinetic power, you move a foe or something they carry. I can attempt to disarm with my spell attack roll instead of athletics.
Oh, so
she doesn't get a save.
Oh, it's not that great.
And that's against the... It's a disarm check, right?
Yeah,
it's a disarm.
I can know the result before a hero point, right?
So that would be a... That would be a failure.
I want to try it again. A hero point.
All right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, 15.
Oh, damn it.
That will miss.
It was better. It adds them together, right?
Yeah. It's 34 now.
All right, that was my spell.
She's on the ground. Her skeleton's getting wrenched around. And now she's death-hugging her gun.
Now you can't take it. It's mine.
Top of round two. It's her turn. First thing that she does is stands up.
Fucking smack her, Arius.
Yep.
Please fucking crit her.
I hit her at least. 30.
Oh, 30 hits. You're also proving last session's theory that you only hit on an attack of opportunities.
That's solid fucking damage. Damn. 227 damage.
Two weapons.
She takes it. Though not a crit, though, so she does stand. With her third action, she moves the fuck away from y'all.
Okay, that's probably her second action.
Yeah, I would think second.
Sorry, that's her second action. Did I say third?
Yes.
You did.
I meant second. And for her third action, she shoots Arius.
Oh, maybe.
We'll see.
I mean, probably.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh,
really?
24 to hit.
On the fucking dot.
Damn.
4 on the dice. 18 damage.
Fine.
And she doesn't have the gun loaded, though. That takes us to Shara. That's your turn.
Shara moves. Well, give two actions. First action to give two actions to Perdition. Perdition will move 35 feet. Actually, it'll use its support ability and then move 35 feet.
Okay, what's the support do?
Perdition's support ability is your skeletal mount strikes fear when it charges until the start of your next turn. If you are riding your skeletal mount, move at least 10 feet on the action before your attack. Any creature damaged by your attack becomes frightened 1 or frightened 2 if it's a critical hit.
Okay.
Nice.
So its first action is to activate the support ability. Second action is to move more than 10 feet, so that makes it active. So if I'm reading this correctly, does my next action have to be an attack? Until the start of your next turn, if you are riding a skeleton mount and move at least 10 feet on the action before your attack. So that's where, on the action before my attack, so does my next action have to be the attack?
I don't think so, no. Because it says until the start of your next turn, if you're riding it and move at least 10 feet. It is a touch confusing, but I would say, yeah, your next action does not necessarily have to be an attack, but you lose the benefit of that support ability if you don't use it before the end of your turn.
No.
Theoretically, that could apply to an attack of opportunity if you had it, and it took place before the start of your next turn.
So I'm going to try to do my Dread Marshal aura prior to attacking him.
To clarify, I believe we did rule this incorrectly. The attack does need to occur on the next action following the movement. However, that does still work if your next action is the attack of opportunity.
Nice. I will make an intimidation roll. Get a 26.
Nice.
Looks like that's a success, which just means I add my weapon damage. And then I will attack her. I roll a 3. If Fuck it. We're going to use the hero point because I want this to be cool. God damn it. Another fucking three. Hate you, Fantasy Grounds. Or you're not Fantasy Grounds. I hate you. The fuck are we playing? Foundry.
I hate virtual tabletops of all kinds.
All of them. They all suck. They never suck. Let me do anything cool. I just wanted to use my mount ability for once.
Well, that will then take us over to Arius as the Kroja dodges out of the way of the comma. Arius, it's your turn.
Tried to give you flanking space.
Yeah, I gotta use two actions to get in that spot, though, because my movement's only 25 feet.
You only need to go there. Right there, 25 feet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's 25 feet.
One action to move there. She's not frightened right now, right?
Not at the moment. Enfeebled.
Okay, second and third actions, I use Intimidating Strike for second and third actions. I wanted to make sure it was two actions.
You did take it.
So, is Intimidation considered a fear effect? Does it have the fear trait?
Yeah, it does.
It does, but the Aura of Despair only gives a minus one circumstance penalty to saves versus fear effects.
Saving throws. But saving throws also reduce the DC? I thought I remembered reading that somewhere. That, like, if you reduce a saving throw, it reduces the DC.
27 to hit?
27 hits.
Sprite one now. And she can take 20 damage.
She's getting flanked. She's trying to kite you all a little bit here, but you keep pressing her and getting her stuck in a melee situations. That was a solid hit. After Arius, Lucan, it's your turn.
Yes. Act together, two actions. Evolution Surge. I put speed onto Sundrinker, increasing their movement by 20 feet.
Oh.
With Sundrinker's action from Act Together, I move 45 feet to get to here.
Man. All with one action.
And then with my third action, Sundrinker will make an attack on this hag. With flanking. And we'll use... That doesn't really matter. We'll go bludgeoning. I get a 33.
A 33 is a critical hit because you're flanking.
Hell yeah.
And because they're frightened.
Take 26 damage, please.
This crit brought to you by Arius. 26 damage. Takes all of it.
So, does Sundrinker have, like, critical specialization or no?
Not at this time.
Not at this time.
Then after Lucan sent Sundrinker to close the distance, now is a cluster. The middle of the street, this melee. The Crozier, the boss... Duking it out with the sinners. Okay, then Kix, bottom of round three. Sorry, bottom of round two. It's your turn.
So I essentially just get the vibe that she's like, she's still trying to, like, she's still, like, basically fighting, but at the same time, like you said, kiting us.
She's gonna keep running back and, you know, taking shots with that big ass weapon she's got.
I attempt the same spell again, except I'm gonna trip this time.
Trip instead of disarm. Let's see it.
So I moved up the 25 feet with one action, and then hold on. I just want to make sure. I think I just want to make sure unleash psyche wouldn't help me. I think it just helps me with damage. So yeah, it just helps me with damage. So I'm not gonna unleash this turn. So we'll attempt another roll. 30.
And this is against a trip, just a reflex DC.
Yeah.
That is a success.
Trip that bitch.
So she falls prone. Telekinetic hook behind the heel.
That'll be my turn.
Well, then after Kix knocks her down on her ass again. Wait, no. It was Lucan that had her fall before.
Yeah, but she is on her ass again.
She is on her ass again. Yeah, it still works. She uses her first action to stand.
Attack of opportunity. Take her, Arius.
Take her, Arius.
Twenty-nine hits.
23 damage.
A slice, a spray of blood hits the street as you actually cut into her flesh this time. She's beginning to lose.
Not dead, though?
Not quite dead.
All right. Sundrinker takes their attack of opportunity as well. I get a 20 and miss. I am going to take my hero point at this point.
I was like, burn them early tonight, yes.
And I get a 27.
27 hits.
13 bludgeoning damage. Plus 2 from Shara's whatever. So Dread 15 Marshall bludgeoning stance. Damage. Dread Marshall stance.
How does Sundrinker put her in? Right in the middle of the street. There's Virilex who have been slowly gathering as this fight has been happening.
I just imagine, you know, Arius takes the big slash out of her as she stands. She bends over from that wound, and Sundrinker's big vine comes down and just clobbers her into the ground. Just skull into pavement. Done.
And the pavement cracks in from the impact, and there's a few gasps from some of the onlookers that have gathered. And then the doors to the factory burst open. Boom! And the Asmachian effigy steps out. And it looks to see that Dacroja is on the floor, dead now. It rears back and it roars. And then it uses two actions to charge. This is kind of one of those Kix is just in the way sort of situation. So, Kix, I'm going to damage you for like the first time ever in this campaign.
Dude, I just took fall damage. It hurts like hell.
You took 15 fall damage. The Asmachian effigy charges you and attempts to gore you. Gets a 37 to hit.
Let me check. Yeah, that's just normal success.
Normal success, definitely not a critical hit. Definitely not.
Definitely not almost a double critical.
My non-armored body. I thought me and this dude were friends.
46 points of piercing damage.
All right, I got one HP.
Oh.
Let's do this. Oh, wait, I think something triggers. Hold on.
Is it only trigger if you go to zero?
Probably. Yeah.
Well, I have what I thought was going to be bad news was that this two action charge should have added an additional damage dice to this, so it should have been 6d10 and not 4d10 on the damage.
That's too bad you didn't do that. Sounds like a may trigger.
But yeah, it would have to roll. I have to add another 8 damage to this, so it would be a total of 54 damage.
No, you got to reroll. Sorry. You re-roll everything.
You re-roll the whole thing.
Re-roll the whole damage.
The whole thing?
The whole thing, the attack and everything.
No, okay, all right. So it'd be 6d10 plus 20. For you, Spencer, I'll roll the whole thing again for you.
Okay.
That was worse.
Oh,
for
no.
You.
Oh, no.
Regardless, it didn't matter. It was, I was going
it didn't
to
really matter. 64 points of damage.
All right, well, anyways.
Do you want to use it?
It's not a may.
As the Asmachian effigy puts its head down and rams a horn right through Kix's gut and lifts Kix's body into the air, Kix's body goes limp for just a moment, but then this dark purple energy surges up from around him in an aura and he wakes back up, and the entity inside says, "Nope, not yet," and pulls Kix's stomach off of the horns and falls back down at the pavement at the bull's feet with one hit point.
False. With 10 hit points. It's my level plus my modifier.
Oh, it's level plus mod?
Yeah. Key mod.
Oh, one hit point and temporary hit points equal to.
Oh, so I'd be at 11.
So it'd be one hit point and then 10
temporaries.
Nice.
Well, okay then. So that just happened.
It certainly did.
That was your chance to become an undead like the rest of us.
Nope.
Nope. Not like this. That was the effigy's turn. That takes us over to Shara. There's a new threat on the battlefield.
What did we find out about this thing? What is it? Because we succeeded on this check, didn't we?
Yeah, and you didn't get... You didn't...
He didn't really ask anything. He just asked piece. What to...
How to bypass it.
Is it alive, or is it like a construct?
It is a construct and a fiend simultaneously.
Doesn't help me if whether it can be frightened or not.
Oh, you could just ask me if it's, you know, any
can
of
it
that.
Be frightened?
Yeah, it totally can. It's resistant to a bunch of damage types, but, you know, rusty metal iron statue.
Okay, action one, give Perdition two actions. Perdition's first action, activate the support ability, and then move forward 20 feet. Next to the effigy and next to Kix, my second action, I'm going to cast Touch of Corruption, healing on Kix. Kix, you receive 20 healing.
And I keep my temporary, right?
Yeah, you keep temporary.
Okay.
And then third action, we will try to hit this dude. And continue to roll poorly. Two on the die.
Close to a 20.
I was close to a 17, a 20. I was close to a lot of things.
Close to a lot of things, but landed on the two.
Landed on the two.
All right, then after Shara, that takes us over to Arius. It's your turn.
Arius will attempt to battle medicine himself for his first action. Looks like I get a 27 and critically succeed. And I roll 23 on my 48.
Nice.
Ooh, good 48 rolls.
Second and third actions, I will do a two-action third-level harm to give Kix more HP.
They really love me.
37 HP.
Shit.
Damn.
Is it still Kix, or is it the evil?
This is
evil.
Definitely not Kix.
I like the one that dresses better anyways.
What is it, just like a Sailor
Moon? Does it change clothes?
It's just a Sailor Moon just fucking...
comes out with a pinstripe suit.
I love that thematically. That should
Same.
Absolutely be the way this works.
Kix demon makeup!
That takes us over to Lucan. It's your turn.
Yeah. Two actions. Act together. Ray of Frost at this guy. Well, no. I don't like that. I changed my mind. First action, tandem movement. Lucan's going to move up 10 feet, so I'm within 30 feet of this thing.
Okay.
At the same time, Sundrinker is going to move like 40 feet to get to the north of him and in flanking with Shara.
Holy shit, that surge lasts for a minute?
A minute. Yeah, evolution surge lasts a minute.
The 20-foot speed bump. It's insane.
Sundrinker's zipping right now. Now I will use two actions act together, actions three and or two and three, and I'll cast Ray of Frost. Electric Arc. Electric Arc. So reflex save, please.
Final answer before I roll dice.
Final answer.
All right, sweet.
Final answer.
Well, it's not the best at reflex saves. It gets a 5 on the dice, so that's a 17.
That is a failure. It will take full damage, so that is 8 paltry electric damage. And then Sundrinker will attack. We'll go, who fucking knows, bludgeoning, I guess. See how that goes. And we'll get a nope to hit.
Yeah, the nope will not hit. That takes us over to the entity. Spencer, you got any ideas? Otherwise, I'm just going to open your characterize sheet.
Oh, I figured I would just do not move and just fully attack.
You want to bring out the horns?
I mean, I guess, I mean, I don't have any crazy spells other than telekinetic to do damage, but...
Not really, but you do have the horns that grow out.
Oh, fuck no. He knows that those are weak. That's a fucking physical attack with my strength.
Yeah, no, it would go so badly.
He's not dumb. Oh, yes, let me fight horns to horns with this bull.
With this weak-ass body.
I was just gonna cyber's telekinetics. Unleash psyche cyber's telekinetic amped, and just stand here.
You just
Those were words.
I knew what they all were.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, definitely use the unleashed psyche.
Like, Kix would return you.
But no, he's going to fucking unleash hell as much as he can. I agree.
So, yeah, I will attempt an attack roll with an amp telekinetic. And we'll just do bludgeoning. Oh.
19 would miss. You know, I do have some hero points that I have to give out, actually.
Are you telling me this guy has a different hero point? Because it's a different...
a different character? Yeah, he gets his own hero point. I'm going to make you use it right now. No, not necessarily.
I mean, he'll do it.
Lucan gets a hero point from earlier.
Oh, dang it.
Shara gets one.
These are none of me.
None of these are you. But, yeah, I'm going to make you re-roll it anyways because the entity has a hero point and is going to use it right now.
Oh, it was close.
Still, it's unfortunately a miss.
Well, then a reflex save.
Reflex save. Oh, a side burst. I love just that you can just do that right at the end. Well, it sucks at reflex saves. Yeah, it gets 16.
This times 2. 12 damage.
All right, it takes 12. What type of... it's bludgeoning damage?
Yeah, or psychic, whatever I deemed, whatever I choose it to be. Mental or bludgeoning. Bludgeoning. I'm not going to mental a construct. Doesn't seem wise.
It takes 2 damage.
Neat, dude.
All right, then after Kix, top of round 4, that takes us to the Asmachian effigy. And with its first 2 actions, it uses... it looks like it takes a deep breath, even though it doesn't, obviously. It's a statue. But it exhales a cone of rust from its mouth.
This isn't like an interact action, is it?
It is an activity... nope, breath weapon just has the divine trait.
Yeah, that stuff never has any kind of traits.
So this is a 15-foot cone that is really just going to catch Kix and Shara. So I need fortitude save from both of you.
Fortitude.
Is this an inhaled threat?
It is.
You have fucking breath control.
I have breath control.
Oh my God.
Get 29.
Well, the 29 is a success.
20.
Kix, the 20 is a failure. So, Kix, you are going to take 5 points of damage. Oh, this is great. Good. Shara, your items take 2 points of damage.
Nope.
Just no.
So it's not inhaled? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's not inhaled. It actually isn't dealing you damage at all. This is actually damaging your metal items.
Yeah, I just read it. So, yes, it takes...
So, and then, Kix, you're not really wearing metal, are you?
No. Maybe like a button, my pants might fall down?
Kix's pants fall down.
You try to embarrass the entity?
His coat busts open because the metal buttons are rusted away.
This will be the second time I've been naked.
I think my new shield is my highest level metal item.
It ignores the item's hardness, but I can't imagine 2 damage is going to really do much.
No.
If anything at all.
I mean, it does 2 damage, but...
It doesn't get close to the break threshold. Yeah. All right, and then with its third action, it is going to make a horn strike on... who's the one that crit him? Or no, that hit him.
Lucan in the back...
Yeah, Kix. It's going to target Kix with a horn attack. Kix does a 31 hit.
Good grief.
Sure does.
Got another critical hit, huh?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to be up here.
41 damage. And that's the effigy's turn. Shara, it's your turn.
Okay. I already have the Dread Marshal aura up. So I guess my first action will just be to attack him. A roll of 5. So 20, 20 to hit.
20 does miss.
That's good. I guess I try again. What about a nat 20 for a 31?
That'll do it. That's a critical hit.
Okay. So that's going to do some damage. 23
and frightened, right?
And it's frightened one.
Nice. That 23 gets reduced down to 13.
She's got 10 reduction against slashing. Holy crap.
It isn't just slashing. It did it with bludgeoning as well. But it is also frightened one because of the critical hit, right?
Yes.
It is not immune to the fear effect.
And then third action, I will raise my shield.
Then after Shara, that takes us over to Arius. It's your turn.
Two action, third level harm on Kix, because Kix keeps getting hurt.
Kix the tank.
Yes, keep me alive, you foolish skeleton.
There's 37 more HP. Third action, I move into combat.
I'm going to give you a hero point for that. That was fun. Take one, Spencer.
Shiro will look at Kix and Blake. I'd advise you to leave, but I can see the bloodlust in your eyes.
It's beautiful.
Makes a girl weep.
Damn. Kix, you're looking pretty healthy over there.
Yeah. It's something.
Well, then after Kix gets a heal and Arius moves in, Lucan, it's your turn.
As a free action, I mean, I saw what happened to Kix, and I already knew that there was another entity within him.
To the entity formerly known as Kix, I would suggest getting the fuck away from it, please.
I think the entity's like, I think I picked the wrong body. This thing's weak as fuck.
I don't have, like, a thought. I don't know what to say.
It's like the entity can't do the mind shit. Can't he just, like, blow up this thing's mind?
This thing has a mind? I'll start targeting it. It's a construct.
It has a mind. It's not mindless.
Just, we literally just went over the fact that it could be feared.
It's frightened now, too. So, yeah, totally do offensive mind shit to it.
But, yeah. Anyway, first two actions. Casting electric arc. Reflex save, please.
All right. It's even worse at these now because it's frightened. But it rolled decently. 25.
So it'll take half of 13, so 6 damage. And with their action from Act Together, Sundrinker will attack. I'm not certain that makes any difference. I don't know if I can even deal any damage to this thing. I get a 28 to hit.
20 it hits.
And we'll deal 12 damage.
You deal him 2 damage.
That's about what I was expecting. With my final action, I cast Protect Eidolon on Sundrinker.
Protect Eidolon, all right.
Well, Protect Companion.
Protect Companion. Oh, there it is. After Lucan, that takes us over to Kix and the entity, who now realizes it can be brain hurt. So hurt it in the brain.
I notice you not getting the fuck away from it.
I don't know, Tyler, can I move? I don't know. I don't have control of it.
Let's see. On its turn, yeah, it's taking a decent amount of damage, and now Arius is doing his thing. Yeah, its first action, it'll step 25 feet back. But it... I was going to say, it wants to be in that Dread Marshal's aura.
He doesn't care, sure. There's a horse in his way.
And you can stay up here if you want. I got 8 more heals.
You're like, yeah, I finally get to use them.
it's whatever, man. Like,
Amped Forbidden Thought Strike.
Strike, okay.
Oh, I never entered Psyche. Yeah, we're good. Go.
Then after Kix, that takes us over to the Effigy. The Effigy is going to use their first action to stride back 25 feet.
Attack of opportunity.
You would get it, yeah.
Pock. I miss.
Arius misses as well.
Oh, and Arius isn't in a flanking position.
Nope. I couldn't get far enough. Again, 25 foot, man. 30 foot out of the head flanking. It's bullshit.
With its first action, it steps back up towards where Lucan is, actually.
But why?
Because you're casting electric spells at it, and it's actually taking damage.
No.
Well, and it's not stupid.
That's not what's happening. No, yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's stupid,
but it's not. It's but, average. But
it's not mindless.
It's not mindless.
Is it smarter than me?
It is going to. Yeah, it probably is. It's got a zero for intelligence.
Yeah, it's smarter than me.
So it's going to use its second action to strike at Lucan, but it needs to make a save because it's using the strike action, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, it still what strikes kind? At him. It just might take damage.
Yeah.
Will save on that. It gets not great. 23.
It still saves.
It does. Okay. So it takes half this damage?
Yeah.
Okay, so it takes 11 mental damage. And then the strike goes off on Lucan. 26 to hit.
Yeah.
Take 17 damage.
All right. It could have been worse, I suppose.
And then we're going to get a hoof attack in there as well.
Nah.
Ooh, 19 on the die. 32 to hit.
Yeah, that's a critical.
40 damage on the hoof.
Yeah, that was worse.
That kind of, like, turns around and from behind just smashes Lucan in the face. Now it's facing back toward the group party members, and he's got his hoof going on the pavement like he's going to charge down at them. But he's out of actions. Shara, it's your turn.
Okay, Perdition gets two actions. First action, support. Second action, to move up 25 feet. My second action, I will strike at him.
Lucan technically provides flanking.
True.
Technically. 24 to hit.
Hits.
We will deal it probably no damage. Yep, no damage.
And 10 is 0.
Oh, that's fun. But since I technically hit it, do I have to deal him damage or do I just have to hit him?
For what?
For the support ability.
Oh.
If the attack... Yeah, any creature... Oh, no. Any creature damaged by the attack. So does that mean it doesn't actually take anything because it didn't deal damage?
It didn't deal damage. Oh, that sucks. It's no frightened condition on the support, huh? Fucking rough.
That seems a little bullshit, but... Third action will raise the shield.
All right, that takes us over to Arius. It's your turn.
Lucan, how hurt are you?
I am at 28 out of 92.
Two action, third level arm on Lucan.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
A lot of heals getting dropped in this combat.
It is 42 HP.
Thanks.
This thing should have been the boss, not the
third
hang.
Action. I move up to this guy. That's my turn.
Oh, it's that fucking... God, it's built in to show up on round 3 if you don't battle it. And I kept on thinking to myself, they're going to kill her before you even get to it. There's not going to be any flanking taking place. It's just going to be they're going to murder her first. Anyways.
Thank goodness we did.
Lucan, it's your turn.
All right. Tandem movement. Lucan moves away. Sundrinker moves up. Actions 2 and 3, yeah, gotta do it. Another electric arc,
alright.
Reflex save, please.
Ooh, gets a 28.
Succeeds, it'll take half, so it takes half of 15, which is 7. And since Sundrinker can hardly deal damage to this thing anyway, I'm going to instead make an athletics check.
Okay.
To try and trip it.
Trip him.
Trip, alright.
Yep. Not with a 16.
16 will fail.
All right, that's my turn.
Well, that takes us over to Kix. Bottom of round 5. It's your turn.
Okay, I have to ask. Can Sundrinker critically fail? Does it fall prone?
No, I have the trip trait on my vine.
Oh, that's nice.
But also, This thing's reflex kind of sucks. It wasn't a critical failure.
He'll move up. And let's get another will save.
Will saves. Okay. 28.
15 damage.
Amped days.
Well, sorry, it's a half of that.
Half that? All right. Spellcaster's doing work here.
Not doing shit.
No, you're doing all the damage.
Because other than crits, we can't really do much to him.
Sorry, so I guess it, for some reason, it doesn't add in the plus because it's dazed, but it would still add the Unleash Psyche's double damage of the spell, which is 6, so it'd be 21 damage.
Oh, okay, so half of 21 then.
Yeah.
All right.
If you were 5 foot to the left, you could have added 2 more.
Darn it.
That then takes us to the top of round 6. It's the effigy's turn. It's going to use its first action to attack Shara. Gets a 29 to hit.
He edits.
This is not a crit.
17 piercing damage.
I will use myself as shield on this one. So
all right.
I'll reduce it by... level are we now? 6. So I'll reduce it by 5. And I kind of forget to say it, but... in addition, your strikes against the trigger creature deal 1 extra damage until the end of your next turn. So I do deal it. If I hit it, I can deal it an extra 1 damage negative.
All right. And it can take negative damage.
Well, my choices are negative or evil, so...
Does it have the necromancy trait?
Doesn't have any trait at all.
Okay. For some reason, this creature is immune to necromancy, but not negative energy.
I mean, necromancy is a school type, so...
That's true. All right, then for its second and third actions, it's going to do some hoof stomps on Perdition.
Well, that's not good.
Ooh, 17 to hit?
That'll miss.
28 to hit?
Jesus, it's got a... Yeah, that's gonna hit.
Third attack will hit. Perdition takes 19 damage. And that takes us over to Shara. It's your turn.
Okay, let's see. I am going to start by trying to trip it.
Trip it.
That's an athletics check, right?
Correct.
When a construct comes along, you must trip, it.
How about a 29?
29 is a success. It gets knocked on its ass.
There you go. It's prone.
Now you don't need to flank it.
Yeah, I don't really have anything other to do with my second other than just attack it. So we will strike at it with my second action. Get a 4, that's not going to hit.
Yeah, that'll miss.
And third action, we will raise the shield.
All right, Arius, it's your turn.
How bad are you on HP? You okay?
I'm at like half health, I've got 41 hit points left.
All right. Arius' first action, he's just going to step around the enemy to give everybody flanking, even though we don't need it right now. Second and third actions, he will Intimidating Strike.
Hell yeah. Oh, no.
Ouch, that's a nat one.
That sucks. Well, Lucan, it's your turn.
Yeah, all right. Well, actions 1 and 2. Electric Arc.
If it works.
Reflex save.
And it's been working. Succeeds.
Take half damage. Half 12, take 6.
Every time. Yeah, no jokes here. The spellcasters have basically dealt all of the damage.
And then Sundrinker will just try to make a strike.
I dealt it like 13 on my critical hit.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, I get a critical. Hey, look at that.
Nice.
And I'm in your whatever aura, so...
So he's now frightened and double damage.
We're going to add 4 to this.
Frightened 1.
Frightened 1.
So that's going to be 28 damage total, so at least some of that should go through.
Yeah. In fact, 18 of it goes through. That's a big hit.
The melees don't hit a lot, but when they hit hard, they do a lot of damage.
And Lucan's fucking terrified of this thing. So with my third action, I'm tempted to cast Protect Companion again, but no. Lucan's... Nope, fuck it. I'll be brave. I'll be brave and I'll cast Protect Companion. I'm going to be brave and I'll cast Protect Companion. I'm going to bank on him going after Sundrinker because Sundrinker just dealt that damage. And he's got a stand as well.
I can just imagine the pained expression on Lucan's face as he's like just trying to turn and run away, but no, he'll be brave. Then after Lucan, that takes us over to Kix. It's your turn.
So he's got a really high physical resistance regardless, right?
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it's a physical 10 resistance.
Will save.
All right. 27.
6 damage cut in half.
So 3?
So 3.
Yeah.
I still have one more amp. I'm going to amp message.
Ooh.
Ooh. This is Kix fighting his way through the mind. And he tells Lucan to move.
Oh, shit.
Lucan gets a stride action.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're so kind. Now I want to save Kix from this demon.
And that's all I got.
Then after Kix, that takes us to the top of round 7, where the effigy is going to give its last effort to destroy the party. Stands up.
Swing.
Take it out, guys.
Big hits here. Could do it.
Swing and a miss.
No for Marius. What about Sundrinker?
Incoming. You get a 28.
That'll hit.
Do any damage? Because I should be plus 2 damage.
Plus 2 damage 12. From the aura. So yeah, I deal 2 damage.
This 2 damage brought to you by Shara.
Oof.
All right.
Death by 1,000 cuts.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Right. For its second action, it will use a horn attack on Sundrinker. You guessed it right, David.
Hey.
The 32 to hit.
At least it ain't a crit.
Yeah. Then that's going to deal you 23 points of damage.
Because of fear and protect companion, it does not crit you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. All right, and then for its third action, it attacks you with a hoof. Sundrinker, get hoofed. 26.
That hits.
That'll deal 18 damage. And that is the effigy's turn. Shara, you're up.
Okay, well, I think we just try to trip it again. Start off with that. That's a nat one.
Oh, no.
Rough.
Gonna use that second hero point that I got.
Ooh, okay.
How about a 29?
Nice. A 29 is a success.
It is now prone.
All right, the frightened prone combo.
God, my rolls have been so bad.
Yeah, I'm not sure how you could roll so badly.
I get a 3 to hit.
Thank goodness for your hero point rolls.
Yeah, they've been better than, well, my one of your hero point rolls, just a second 3, but...
Oh yeah, that's right.
That was 50-50 down the night. But I got it prone. I won't deal damage. I'll be up to everybody else. Because I will raise my shield.
All right. That takes us to Arius. It's your turn.
Just going to start fucking swinging. See if I can finish it off.
Swing in.
25 to hit.
That'll hit.
Low roll. 12 damage.
You mean 2? Solid hit.
Second swing.
Ah.
Crit vision.
Roll 20. Roll 20. Nope.
That's a nat 1.
Or a 1.
Or roll a 1.
Or a 4. There's a 4 on a nat 1.
Lucan, it's your turn.
All right. Well, I got to move back up to be within 30 feet. And then actions 2 and 3. Electric arc. Reflex save.
All right.
Act together, of course.
Oh, that's still just a regular success. 19 on the die for a 30.
Yeah, regular success. Half damage.
Nice.
So half of 12 is 6.
Kill it.
Nope, not quite, but it's getting close.
And then Sundrinker will use their action from Act Together to attack. See if we can do anything. Get a 23 to hit.
Oh, that does hit. Nice. Because of flank. Or no, because of the... Well, everything.
Flanking or prone, either one.
15 damage, so I think...
Takes 5.
But it's actually 17 damage, because I'm still in the aura.
That's right.
So 7 goes through, I think.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
And no protection companion this time. I'm done.
Okay. It's practically falling apart on the ground as you're wailing on it with your spells and your weapons. Bottom round seven. Kicks. It's
will
still
save.
Up. Your turn.
Will save. Will save.
Will save. For all this fighting, its brain's gonna explode. It got a 23.
Dude, my spell save sucks.
No, its will save is actually its best save. Nope, the fortitude is. Reflex is its worst.
It takes 2 damage.
Oh. Just 2?
It's literally 5 feet over into my aura, people.
Yeah. I did that after the fact, hooray.
Almost.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Then after kicks, that takes us to the top of round 8. It is its turn. Is it just going to keep doing this? Oh, yeah. Totally is. Now it's gonna attack Sundrinker with its first action.
Is it prone still?
Oh, it is. First action stand.
Attack of opportunity.
God, fuck.
God damn it, Ted.
Oh, to repeat the last
28
week.
To hit.
Right.
It's just last week all over again. 28 hits from Sundrinker.
So that's going to be 19 damage.
19 damage is enough to put the rusty beast into the ground. Tries to get up, but Sundrinker denies.
That thing did so much damage.
It did so much damage.
It did do a fuck ton of damage.
We had to whittle it away so bad.
Can you imagine having something like that on your tail with a fucking ranged sniper hitting you at the same time?
No thanks. So do we notice a crowd gathering at all? Like, are they staring us down?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm ready to fucking book it out of here. We're booking it, right, boys?
Yeah, somebody throw the hag's body on, like, in front of me, and we'll all ride away with it.
Yeah, I'll throw it up onto the mount. I spent 3 rounds melding with 3 actions, melding with Eidolon. And then I'm just going to book it out of there with a 45-foot speed for 4 more rounds.
All right. While you're working on this, the crowd is getting larger, and the people are getting a little more belligerent. What are they doing with the boss's body? We can't just stand by and let him do this. Get him! And now it's time to escape.
Do I get my meld Eidolon off?
You absolutely do.
Excellent.
The final obstacle of this infiltration is the get-out-of-town obstacle. Whether you're ducking through narrow alleys or throwing pursuers off of the scent or otherwise, you get many options on how you need to get out of town or how you get out of town. All you need to do is decide as a group what you will be doing to get out of town. One person will make a roll, and the rest can aid.
Who's good at stuff?
I'm good at aiding.
Athletics, intimidation, diplomacy. That's all I'm good at.
Yeah, I can make an athletic. Can I make an athletics check to just fucking grab everybody and use my speed to go
just
fast?
Can we just use intimidation?
Like, Arius and kicks aren't heavy, right?
We could do intimidation too. We've got 3 people with good intimidation.
That's true. That's a good idea.
Just intimidate fucking everybody.
Just be like, back off!
And actually, the only person who isn't good at intimidation can use a cult instead anyways.
To intimidate with my horns!
We do it. Who makes the main check?
Does anybody still have a hero point?
Yes, I do.
Then you're making the check.
All right. So I'm Sundrinker right now. So I only have a +8 on this.
Oh.
So let's get the aids in.
Oh.
You didn't say you only had a +8.
Oof, you only have a +8?
Yeah. But either way, that's my aid.
What am I aiding in?
So who's doing the intimidation? Sundrinker or Lucan?
Lucan is in Sundrinker.
Oh, you
I'd have
can't
to pop
use
back
Lucan's.
Out to do... I can't use Lucan's abilities.
Yeah,
it has
we don't
to be
want
Sundrinker's.
+8. I mean, I've got a 14. You probably got a 14 or something.
I got a 12, but I also have group coercion, if that helps at all.
Ooh.
That actually would lower the DC a bit.
I don't know if that affects the DC or not.
And then I could just use my hero point to reroll that as my aid.
Yeah, because we'd much rather have, like, a plus 6 or a plus 8 or something like that than a hero point in that case.
So who's making the final one?
Sounds like Ted's making the final one.
Okay.
Arius is making the final one.
And I have intimidating prowess as well, so it'd actually be a 13.
I only get a 20 to aid, which I think fails at this level.
Right now, that fails. But you don't obstruct the
fails?
The process.
Yeah, it's like a 21 or 22 at level.
It's a 22
6,
right now.
What?
Really?
Fuck.
What am I intimidating to aid?
Yeah. You know, you would be using a cult because you just get to use a cult for aiding, right?
That's if I'm unleashed, which I'm not.
Oh, yeah, you would have to use intimidate to aid. You don't have to aid in this check.
I succeed on my aid with 25.
It'd be a plus 5.
Yeah, but your likelihood of getting a 22 is not very likely. Your likelihood of getting a critical failure would be a lot more likely.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It looks like we got a failure and then Sundrinker succeeded.
So that's a 20.
Sundrinker succeeds, gets the plus 1 from the aid.
I do have group coercion.
A 20 succeeds because of group coercion. So Atari's just like stand and wave the sword around a bunch while he gets picked up and carried away by Sundrinker.
He doesn't even wave his sword, he just stands and stares at people.
Just a statue.
Piercing red eyes.
Look at him, he's so scary. You get him. No, you get him first. I don't want to attack him first. Okay, we both go at the same time on three. One.
You will stand still.
Yeah, okay, we should listen to the plan. We can just not attack.
And we run.
The whole crowd starts like waffling about what they're doing for just a moment. But you can see that it isn't going to last for long. It's just enough time, though.
To fucking book it.
You escape and you get out of town. Congratulations. You successfully assassinated Decrozia. Infiltration complete.
And stole her body.
She's got some fun stuff.
Hence why we stole her body.
Her gun isn't magic. Her ability makes it magical. So the two guns that you got from the clockwork riflers are better than the one that you got from her. At least from a magical standpoint.
And guns still have to be worth a decent amount of money, right?
Only 10, actually.
Oh, really?
The arquebus, yeah. So here's what she's got on her. She's got an arquebus on her, 2 flintlock pistols, rounds for each, some alchemical items, and a bag of holding. Pretty obvious, and you don't need to identify it, because when you open the bag, it's filled with 230 gold worth of just assorted jewelry.
Jewelry's good. Money's good.
We also very much needed a bag of holding.
Yeah, you did.
I have one.
Getting the type 2 is very helpful.
I have Sundrinker carries one.
You just have a type 1?
I believe so. Oh, I lied. I don't have one.
I was going to say, I don't remember anybody having one either.
No, I guess I don't. Sorry.
So, do we either wear, like, heavy armor or no armor? Does nobody want this plus 1 hide armor?
Wow, that's really unfortunate. The ghoul hide is pretty cool.
I don't wear armor.
So I said, is it either like, heavy armor or no armor at all?
Yeah, Kix is thinking about...
I wear medium.
No, Arius is medium, yeah.
A hide is medium, but I don't know if that's going to be better than the breastplate.
It's not.
Oh, yeah, we need to fucking resolve what's going on with Kix right now.
We need to get the fuck out of here. Then we'll resolve
after
it.
We get the fuck out. We got the fuck out.
I just gotta pray to him for like 24 hours or some shit.
Pray to him.
We're like in the woods, right?
You're out of town. You're successfully out of town. Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
I pop out of Sundrinker. Oh my goodness. That was quite unpleasant, but at least we're successful.
I guess I'm in control again already, sorry. It's only a minute.
You would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only a minute.
And Kix, what the fuck?
That's pretty cool, right?
You were gored. Like, I saw its horn go all the way through you, and then you were just like, no, no. And then it wasn't you? What is going on?
And you told me a pact with the devil was a bad idea.
That's right. I did see that, didn't I? Well, I guess it worked out.
I'm sure I won't have any drawbacks in the entirety of my life.
That's exactly what I was worried about. All right. You know, I think devils aren't concerned about your life. It's what comes after that they're interested in. So, well, fuck it. I'll still be alive, and you'll be dead, and the demon will have your soul. I guess what do I care?
Well, you put it that way.
Just kidding, Kix. I'm here to protect you as best I can. I like you. I think you're a decent fellow. But you do have a demon in you.
Yeah.
And it's a little disconcerting. A devil. I mean, devil. Sorry. Yeah. So what now, gang? Well, clearly we need to go to Illette. Well, no, we need to go collect samples before we go to Illette.
Samples from the factory?
Yes. Yeah. We're going to need to let things cool down and then go get some fucking samples before we go to Illette.
You also have 250 gold to gather from the Shroud, so you have to talk to the Shroud
again. Let Shroud take over. Let Shroud, you know, get control.
Sure, yeah.
Go back, try to get some samples, and get our gold.
Perfect. That'll be the plan.
Which means you'll be doing a couple of days downtime outside of the city, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I mean, heal up, take a fucking break.
Yeah.
That was rough.
You guys won't have any issues getting the rest, so go ahead and overnight yourselves now so you're ready for next session on this. That was chapter 3. We did the whole chapter in 2 sessions.
Does that mean we're level 7?
Shit, it might. Hold on a sec.
Man, I haven't used like a third of my heal spells.
Dude, you did a great fucking job, though.
Shit was easy.
You did do a great fucking job.
There's so much healing happening.
Kept the squishies alive.
Yeah, and Shara, I noticed your healing. That helped as well.
Well, I mean, when Kix was dropped to, well, 0, realistically, in the first round.
I love how you made me reroll the damage, and I did you more damage.
I mean, I had to reroll because the only thing that could happen is...
would be better.
It would be better.
It couldn't be worse, so...
I was going down.
I see you, Kix. I see you.
Yes. Yes, in fact, after defeating Dacrosia in your first night of sleep in the forest, you are now 7th level.
Oh my goodness gracious, I can do what I want to do.
Hell yes.
Hey, you know, I've been bitching about how I'm so slow. I apparently have it built into my path builder at this level. I take fleet.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks, past Ted.
Makes sense.
We have defeated Dacrosia and hit level 7. Time to gather up some clues and move on to the next place, I guess. These hag-controlled towns keep getting weirder and weirder. What will we encounter in the next one? Find out next time as we continue Bloodlords. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.